This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Joe Chile. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is our website, and we invite you to send us your thoughts. Certainly like to see emails from people that are listening. And also, if you would like to click through, you can see some of our different folks that we've had on the show, the people that we have on this morning show, our guests. There will be an ability to click through there to see some of the things that they're doing at their website. And we always, if you send questions to us that you'd like us to forward to them, we can certainly do that too. This morning on the show, we have Alex and Will Severin, and also Bill Severin. And Alex and Will, familiar with them. They've been on the show a number of times that we've partnered with them. Alex and Will buy houses.com. Also, we have Severin Development that we started to talk about on a previous show, but we're going to get into that today too. And Bill Severin is joining us with regard to that. So I'd like to welcome you all back to Senior Radio Buffalo once again. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about Severin Development. How did this actually start? I heard some rumors about a Christmas gift or something. How did this actually come together?
Yeah, well, you know, like we had mentioned on our previous shows, we got started rehabbing homes, and but we always knew it was you know, a goal of our fathers. We wanted to start building homes together. So the one year for Christmas, you know, we had thrown around some ideas for a name. We named it Severin Development. We put our last name on it. It's a family company. And for Christmas, we actually got it incorporated. So we had all the books. We had all the documents. And we got a formal binder with the business all set up, and we wrapped it up, and it was his Christmas gift. So we started going into business, shortly after Christmas, about 4 years ago. So it's been a good start.
Here you go, Dad, and there's the bill for the binder.
No, the bill was paid for.
There's your percentage of the bill.
Yeah. That's right. Two-thirds of the bill is paid for.
Yeah.
Well, so that must have been quite the surprise, huh, Bill?
It was. Very exciting for me. As we've said previously, I've worked with them selling their rehab properties, but I had worked with a builder probably about 30, I hate to say this, but about 30 years ago. And marketing properties for a small builder in Western New York. And I really felt that at that point I had some ideas I could share with them, but honestly, there wasn't that opportunity. So, as my sons grew, they did get involved in real estate, and they knew this was something that I absolutely had an interest in. So it's been fun. It's been exciting for us. And again, we think we're bringing a good product to the market. So,
how do you guys, and I'm going to leave this as an open question, but how do you divide your time?
Oh, jeez.
There we go. A lot of questions. Between, looking for properties, renovating properties, because we know you're very involved in this.
Yeah.
And now Severin Development, so you're going to be actually building new properties too.
Yeah.
How do you do this and stay actively involved in all of it?
Well, we all have our focuses. So this is Will. I actually focus on the new builds through Severin Development. It's honestly just a niche that I felt was a strength of mine. Alex, as you've heard on our previous shows, he handles a majority of the acquisitions for a rehab company. We even work with a lot of our close friends on the rehab company. So we do have teams. We have teams in every single business. The nice part and the constant is our father. He does allow us to move a little quicker. He knows the market. He knows our resale values. He knows what people are looking for in new homes. He knows the kind of homes that are selling. So, as much as, me and Alex like to be aggressive or ambitious, we should say, our father is always the one that's helping us analyze the market and move in the right direction. So together, we all have our own strengths, but we work very well together. So it allows us to separate, focus, and then still have a piece of the whole pie.
We're talking to Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development this morning at Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, you've got a goal, and and you've talked about this before with Alex and Will buy houses.com, but tell us about your goal in new builds, when you're building a home, the kind of experience you want it to be.
Well, building a home, we've always felt, is a very personal experience. Okay. It's one of the largest investments you'll probably make in your life. And we'd like to be able to take our time with each client, okay, walk them through a set of plans. We have an architect that we use very closely, where we can design anything. A lot of people come to us with a preliminary plan from the internet, okay, or Pinterest, or, you know, these. A lot of people are intrigued with homes now. So we'd like to be able to provide a very custom experience. And then being as we're a small company, we'd like to stay small. Our goal is to do 6 to 8 houses a year, and that's all. We're not a production builder. We can do completely custom finishes because of that. And really, it's a nice experience walking through a preliminary floor plan to your full set, to actually getting into custom details at the end. And we can walk you through those slowly, make sure it's exactly what you want on the back end. And because we focus, it's a little bit more enjoyable, we feel.
And Dad can help find the property in the event, like if it's, you know, if it's land that you're looking for, you've got a great idea of that. And I'm sure you're familiar with all of Western New York, correct?
I am, yeah. And, you know, talking about, I guess you're kind of implying how difficult the process is, or, you know, how much work there is involved mm-hmm. here. I think, you know, a lot of times what happens is, we may talk to somebody about one of the rehab properties. They don't want that necessarily, so sometimes they're interested then in building. So it kind of all works together. Mm-hmm. You know, it all kind of comes together. And we have people that we talk to that sometimes end up buying a rehab. Sometimes they are more interested in building new. And we can just help direct them into whatever they're actually looking for.
You know, it brings to mind the show Blue Bloods, when they all sit together at the dinner table and talk about police work. You guys sit together at the dinner table, do you all talk about building?
All the time. All the time. Yeah, our sisters and our mom get tired of it, but that's the topic of discussion all the time.
Yes.
That's it. So, yeah, do you have, do you guys, you know, get together, you know, weekly, monthly? Do you?
Almost every day.
Every day. Really? Talking. Yeah, I mean, we have that much going on where it's almost necessary. We need to talk every day. So, but it's enjoyable working with, you know, I'm working with my brother and my father, obviously my two best friends. And, you know, when it's enjoyable and, you know, we all enjoy our own focuses, then it's easy. It really is.
How do you deal with differences of opinion?
Oh, it usually goes to a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's three.
Well, it's two against one here.
Oh, not usually.
No, it's not always the same two.
Yeah, I got you. Right.
Yeah, it's
right,
not always the same two. Yeah. I mean, we've come to terms that, you know, that I will say we're all somewhat stubborn. But no, we like we've always worked very well together. And at the end of the day, you know, Will and I, we really like to be hands-on in construction, but when it comes to market knowledge and, you know, and everything like that, we have to pull from the 30 years of experience from our father. You know, he's taught us everything that we know, not everything he knows, but everything that we know, we learn from him. So at a certain point in time, you know, we usually come to terms with really what the best advice of our father is. He never steered us wrong. So that's really, you know, sometimes that's really what it comes down to.
It's quite the relationship. I have to tell you that I'm envious. I admire it. I've always wanted to do something, you know, work with my brother Mike, and I was in broadcasting and he's in lumber sales. So I mean, you know, he's you know, he works for Genesee Reserve, so he's, you know, he's got a whole different, you know, aspect there. But we always wanted to do something together, so I get that, and we talk every single day about these things. And I think that's, you know, the fact that you guys are local, the fact that you guys are family, you know, and the fact that you have. And we'll leave this, you know, we're going to give Dad a compliment here and Mom a compliment in the fact that they have brought you up so that you guys can work together. And the fact that we talked about recycling houses, and we talked about building a personal experience when you're building new houses. We talked about things that are very, very family oriented.
Yep.
Yes.
And I think that to me is very, very important, and I think will be very, very important to our listeners as well. I think that the fact that, you know, you guys are not going to be gone tomorrow, that Bill here has been in business for 30 years and has worked in the community, and people are familiar with the name. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you continue to reinvest in the community. I mean, it's one thing to go and to sell a property and take the money and split. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's another thing to go back and continually reinvest. Mm-hmm. How, and I've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, but How do you actually, I mean, do you visit every single property that you're working at?
Absolutely. And
you, do you actually work at some of those properties hands-on?
We're very hands-on.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we call it a little Severn Development Guarantee. You know, we are the ones washing the floors on the way out. We make sure it's perfect for you. And that's just basically the way we were raised and, the way we started. We had to do that work. And now it's kind of hard to get out of. We almost don't want to get out of it. Like we said, it's a very personal experience. We want to make sure that when we hand you the keys, okay, you're 100% move-in ready. So, yeah, we still do that. It's very personal to us. It's actually kind of funny. We've been on properties until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And you would think that you'd want to leave right away. Nah, you sit there and you take a look at it for a little while. You get proud of it, and that's what we like to show in our properties. So,
what do you think if I asked a carpenter that worked with you or a plumber or something like that, if I asked them, what can you tell me about the Severn boys, what would they say?
Well, we love our team, and we have a great team, and we try to bring that same mentality, that family feel. Yeah, I'll be honest, we hug a lot of our contractors.
We relied on them in the beginning. Yeah.
We relied on them. They taught us. Well, we built that first spec build, which I think we mentioned in a prior show. We really didn't know everything that we were doing, but we were smart enough to hire the right team, and we, attribute a lot of our success to their knowledge as well. They taught us a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, we've been talking about Severn Development. Now let's see what we're going to give as a phone number. Who's giving a phone number here?
I can do that. You can reach Severn Development at 716-818-0207. That's 716-818-0207. You'll talk to myself, Will, or my father, Bill.
Very good.
So you will or Bill.
Severn Development. And also Alex and Will from alexandwillbuyhouses.com. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. It's News Radio 930 WBEN.